Well, it's 10 past 12 on Wednesday. I haven't had another panic attack, but I've just been generally extremely anxious. And it's obviously affecting my mood because I can't do anything. I mean, the only time I'm not feeling anxious is lying down or with my eyes closed. And I wanted to go to the audio boo offices today because I mean, basically, they've got space and have offered me the opportunity to go and use a desk in their office and just integrate back with an environment. Generally, I can see the principle of it really well in that, it's a really nice gesture of theirs and it will help me recover. Except that I don't know whether it's too early yet for me to be sort of like even having anything that I'm supposed to be doing any day because I'm only just able to deal with taking the dog out and going out the house and building myself up and managing to make it to the odd one-off thing. But even that's an effort, massive effort, and I don't know whether effort's something I should be putting myself to at the minute. I think that's why I'm off sick because I'm not capable of it, and I sort of deny it to myself and deny how fragile I am really. And it's only after the last sort of another session, the last 12, 15, 16 hours or whatever it is, that I can really sort of I really have to check myself. It really forces me to face it. And I don't know. On the one hand, I think, well, I should force myself out, and it'll be really good, and I'll really enjoy it because it's really nice to see them. They're get on really well with everyone, and really like them all. And it's really good for my brain. It's really good sort of geek food, if nothing else, because there's always interesting stuff being made and Best Before Media. I can see all the advantages and the pros of it of going in, but I can't get over the fact that I'm completely anxious and that anxiety is making me feel really low and really hopeless. And whilst I haven't been challenging myself, well, I don't challenge myself that much. Recently, I've been feeling regularly positive and not hopeless. I do definitely try and run before I can walk. I don't know if now's the time to be doing that. I don't know if it's actually far too early, and it probably, I say I don't know. I do know if I spoke to my psychiatrist, he'd probably say it is. That's the thing about mental illness, whilst no one else can see it on the outside, and nor can you, that's the thing. The thing is, nor can you. So you can fool yourself almost at times to thinking everything's fine until you're just tipped over the edge a little bit and it all gets on top of you. And it's like your brain stops working, your thoughts all stop being all ordered and they start being like jumbled up words on a page. And fortunately, I'm not ill enough so that I, have any delusions. I possibly delude myself to make my, to make myself get so depressed. But I don't know. That's more according to the psychiatrist, to a chemical imbalance in your brain, a genetic lacking. So I don't suffer from that. So I don't, it's not like I start thinking jumble thoughts and then carry on acting on them. I don't do that at all. I tend to just make me depressed and I just feel despair. And that's pretty much what I'm feeling, what I have been feeling now. I'm thinking I'll make this boo because one of the things I'm worrying about is, oh no, whenever I say I'll go in to see the audio boo offices, I always end up being ill. And but then I forget I am ill. That's it. I'm ill. I can't help that. That's what I'm doing, and there's no one expecting anything off me. It's for my benefit I'll be going, so it's ridiculous to get stressed about it.